Restoration by Rose Tremaine. Read by Paul Denman. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Five Beginnings. I am, I discover, a very untidy man. Look at me. Without my periwig, I am an affront to neatness. My hair, what is left of it, is the colour of sand and wiry as hog's bristles. My ears are of uneven size, my forehead is splattered with freckles. My nose, which of course my wig can't conceal, however low I wear it, is unceremoniously flat, as if it had been hit at birth. Was I hit at birth? I do not believe so, as my parents were gentle and kindly people, but I will never know now. They died in a fire in 1662. My father had a nose like a Roman emperor. This straight, fierce nose would neaten up my face, but, alas, I don't possess it. Perhaps I am not my father's child. I am erratic, immoderate, greedy, boastful, and sad. Perhaps I am the son of Amos Treefeller, the old man who made head moulds for my father's millinery work. Like him, I am fond of the feel of objects made of polished wood. My telescope, for instance. For I admit, I find greater order restored to my brain from the placing of my hands round this instrument of science than from what its lenses reveal to my eye. The stars are too numerous and too distant to restore to me anything but a terror at my own insignificance. I don't know whether you can imagine me yet. I am 37 years old, as this year, 1664, moved...